Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, co-host of Growth Igniters Radio, along with Scott Harper and her other half, her lesser half, I should say. Founder and president, CEO, Pam is of Business Advancement, Inc. Pam, tell us what your company does.
What we do is we enable visionary leaders and their companies, their businesses, to accelerate the momentum that it takes to really change the game and grow and stay ahead of everybody else, as well as succeed in the current.
So check it out, folks, businessadvancement.com, right?
That's right, businessadvance.com.
Advance.com.
And, of course, Growth Igniters Radio to get some more ideas.
Hey, Pam, we're talking about emerging ideas. We're talking about some of the things you're seeing from your clients, how they're talking about what they need to be leading their businesses and focusing their business leadership on. As we follow these trends, as we respond to these trends, as we help our customers help their customers, as you've helped us understand, as we find the kind of talent we need, all this new stuff is powerful, and it is changing the way we do business. The 20th century models are getting farther and farther in our rearview mirror, but some things don't change, and they won't change 100 years from now. They'll still be the same. And those are what I call the fundamentals. Cash will always be king. You're going to have to make a profit or you can't sustain your business. Those kinds of things. Human beings are always going to be analog. We're not going to change 100 years from now. We'll still be the same. And I'd like for you to talk to us about your thoughts on how to make sure that as we adopt the new, as we innovate, we don't throw the fundamental baby out with the bathwater. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely on track. And the best way that we are working with companies, leadership teams especially, is in helping them to have new conversations with the people who are in their companies and even outside the company. Because, of course, where the company starts and stops is changing as well. You know, there's people who are your employees.
Right.
And then there are the people who are outside of the walls of the company but are still, say, your subcontractors, outsource providers, and the like. You have to be able to have conversations that are new. And the big thing that we're working with them
and,
on
and can I say something
helping...
here? Pam, let me stick something in there. A lot of times when people talk about having a conversation, they're just using that term as a catch-all phrase. When we're talking about conversations, we're talking about real face-to-face.
Roll your sleeves up
conversations. We're not talking metaphorical conversations. We're talking real conversations, aren't we?
No, we're not talking about schmoozing. We're talking about conversations with a point.
That's right.
And the point is to get the headline news. And I think that is what I look at. You know, we're all running quickly. And it's too easy to just say, I'll text you, or we'll do this in email. There have to be these conversations. And what the more successful companies are starting to do increasingly is find a time to bring people together on a regular basis, believe it or not. And it can be as frequent as every day.
Yeah.
But for instance, I know one company that does this for 20 minutes every day with their people. And they talk about, they call it, this is O2E Brands, which you may have heard of. Mm-hmm. They have 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they're no longer a little company, but they started as a small business. And he was very good about doing what he calls the huddle.
Uh-huh.
And I call it headline news, really. But it's coming together to talk about some of the key things, the metrics, what should be happening, as well as what is happening.
But so doing it, instance, setting aside time to do it as face-to-face as you can, right?
They're doing it.
Human to human.
Jim.
Yeah.
Human to human. Yeah. You and make it a priority.
And do it with your customers, too. Hey, Pam, I got to wrap it up.
Bet.
We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here. I hope you'll come back real soon.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks again.
Pam Harper is Jim of BusinessAdvance.com, GrowthIgnitersRadio.com. Also, her book is Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Could not do without her. We'll have her back again real soon. Pam Harper. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.